Hi, good morning. Hey, a couple days ago when I put out that message about everything on the menu, and something happened after that that really moved me, and I want to share it with you. That someone sent me an email and told me about an experience that was really hard for her. So a big, big disappointment that, this person reached out with a very, very loving and welcoming hand to someone, and did not receive the response back that she had hoped, that she had anticipated. And I want to read you something that she wrote with her permission that is so beautiful, so beautiful. "We can hold out a hand extended in love and try to connect, but cannot control the effort on the part of those we love to reach out and grasp back at our outstretched hand. We must allow the empty feeling and practice not taking things personally, even when it feels very personal." And then she talked about just allowing the disappointment, allowing the imperfectness, showing up for herself, allowing the hurt. And it brought, first of all, a couple of things. One of them is that even though her reaching out to those particular people sort of seemed like it fell flat, that the love that she felt in reaching out is hers. Like in the moment, and this is something, I was just saying to her that it's like I have an expression, the payoff is in the moment. So it's like if I'm expressing love or I'm working on a project or I'm doing something, anything, that it's like the juice and the love and the life force that I feel in the moment I'm doing it has got to be everything for me. It's got to be, because I have no control over the results of things. And it's a crapshoot, right? It's like some things just fall completely flat. Sometimes people don't respond. Sometimes we actually get the opposite back of what we had anticipated. And so as long as my gaze is on those results, it's just, who knows, what I'm going to be feeling. But if I keep my focus all the time on the energy of the moment, I'm feeling all this love for somebody, so I reach out, and that's its own reward, not how that person responds, then it just feels like a whole different way of being for me. And this beautiful, beautiful person that wrote to me, she really brought that message home to me by writing to me this morning. And so one of the things I was saying to her is that love that she had offered sort of got rerouted, right? It may not have landed for the person she had sent it to, but because of that, she ended up writing to me. And I was feeling vulnerable after just starting this new audio series, and to get such a beautiful, heartfelt, authentic note meant so much to me. And it was a beautiful connection that we got to share. And so it's kind of almost like we don't know, right? We don't know where our love is going to go, where it's going to land. And we don't know where those vulnerable, disappointed, sad places, how they might help somebody else. That sounds a little like, ooh, Pollyanna, but it's true. And I just had this moment of it, and that's why I really wanted to record you right now while it was still alive for me, of those two important things. I'm going to say them again for myself, because I want to remind myself. One is, the payoff is in the moment. When we're extending love, when we're trying something new, when we're, launching into something, or, we have a goal in mind, it's the moment-to-moment-to-moment energy that we feel in our bodies and the love, that's the juice. And then the second thing is that we don't know when we put something out in the world, whether it's extending love to someone or launching some idea into the world or, presenting an idea, we don't know exactly the benefits of that. Sometimes we may never even see it, but maybe there's a way that we can all just trust that, like with this beautiful woman who sent me this email, that although she didn't get the love from that particular person, she wrote to me, and then I, connected back with her, and we had a beautiful exchange that was full of love. So yeah, we just don't know. And I'm glad. I'm really glad for myself of these reminders and how other people can, you know, other people can share their experiences, and that brings me back to some things that I really need to know. Like, that's so cool, isn't it? All right. Have a great day. Bye-bye.